Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we're already rolled into June. Last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, there were several activities going on, several road races. There was a road race at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, the Fisher Cats. There was also a race Monday in Wilmont, and that was that's always a fun race. Seems like all of us get our personal best PBs or PRs, personal records at that race. And over the weekend, that show aired. We had Mike Culver, who's the executive director of the Wright Museum of World War II. And it was interesting because most people that called me offline said they had never heard of the museum. So it was good that we got the word out there. And of course, when we say the Wright Museum, people are thinking about the Wright brothers, but it's not. It's basically a World War II history museum, including the people that didn't go off to war but stayed back at the ranch. So information there is on Wright Museum, one word, .org, and Mike Culver, the executive director, you know, did a fantastic job. In terms of the Capital Race Series, if you are listening to this show on Saturday the 4th, and you may be, as you're listening, please drive to Northeast Delta Dental because we have the fifth race in the Capital Race Series, the Run for the Animals 5K and Fitness Walk, so-called Over the River and Through the Woods, and that will be June 4th at 10 a.m. right out of Northeast Delta Dental. So we can do two things. You can listen partially to the show, and then you can get to Northeast Delta Dental, and we can do the road race. But this weekend with me is Teresa Brown, who is a tobacco treatment specialist at the Division of Public Health Services. Teresa, thank you for joining me on this nice June weekend, and this year is flying by, isn't it?
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me. And yes, spring is gone and summer's upon us.
There you go. So, Teresa, thank you. And so tell us about your background before we get into the state's tobacco prevention and cessation program. So how did you get into this?
Well, I was hired about in 2000 as a sort of a health promotion advisor to work with youth promotion issues, and did a lot of youth conferences and things like that. And then the funding went away for youth programs, so I sort of morphed my way into what was termed as the New Hampshire Tobacco Helpline, and that contract started in 2003. With JSI out of Boston. So I started learning everything there was to know about tobacco treatment, tobacco dependence, nicotine addiction, all that kind of stuff. And then I went through coursework to become a tobacco treatment specialist.
And get right to the heart of the matter, the New Hampshire Tobacco Helpline is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Is that
yes,
the right number?
Yes, that's a national portal. So whatever state you're in, if your area code starts with 603, you will be routed to the New Hampshire Tobacco Helpline.
And is that 24/7?
We are open. We now contract with a vendor out of Colorado, National Jewish. So the hours of operation for National Jewish is 5 in the morning to 1 in the morning. So, you know, lots of hours.
Great. So regardless of your location, you can get a human being to help you.
Yes, warm answer. Yes, a warm live person.
So tell us about some of your outreach efforts. I know you've reached out to Northeast Delta Dental, and in turn, you know, we're reaching out to our participating dentists. With our new program, Health Rural Wellness, we'll actually pay dentists to help any patient that's still smoking with tobacco cessation. So I know you've reached out to us, and we started that process, but what are some of your outreach activities?
Well, nothing's a standalone program. So when this program got going, what we really wanted to do is partner with as many professionals or actual health systems as possible. So when I say health systems, I mean insurance plans, providers, you know, community health centers, and anybody that's willing to pass somebody along the information or actually give a direct referral through our referral network. So that, you know, partnerships is how it all is. You can do just so much with media, and we have very little media money, so we really need those partnerships.
So you a one-woman band to make this happen in typical New Hampshire style?
Absolutely not. Our funding comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with a five-year cooperative agreement. We have a program administrator, Donna Asbury, that keeps me in line and where I'm supposed to go and where I'm supposed to be there. And we have a community outreach person that works with HUD housing, college campuses. It's definitely a team effort.
Now you have a web, quitnownewhampshire.org, and if you register, you have a quit coach. So how does that process work?
Quitnow.org is a wonderful website, very savvy, kept updated weekly. Really is a wonderful website to go on for anything in concerning information about secondhand smoke, about quitting smoking, about thirdhand smoke, about what's going on in the state for laws, rules, regulations in terms of smoking, using tobacco, electronic cigarettes, those kinds of things. And one of the pages actually says, I want to quit, and it has a easy button on it. So if you click on that easy button, it says, I want to quit button. You are routed to a page where you can put in your contact information. And what that does is go right to the quit coaches. And a quit coach will proactively give you a call within 24 hours to say, geez, we got an email from you that you're interested in quitting. How can I help?
And how is the quit coaches? How's that staffed?
The quit coaches are staffed out, like I said, out in Colorado. And it's the National Jewish Health Hospital. So it's a clinical aspect of the hospital with call center. So there's about 100 quit coaches out there. National Jewish Health takes care of 14 states in the country as a quit line, as their quit line vendor. So they have expertise, wide variety of expertise in dealing with behavioral health. Anybody with comorbid conditions, such as if you have diabetes and you want to quit smoking, or if you have depression and you want to quit smoking, you have had just had a heart attack, all those clinical nuances are included in their quit coach training. So they're very specific in how, specific and tailored in how they counsel counsel a person who wants to quit.
And these coaches probably, of course, have the science relative to the strategies for successful quitting?
Everything that the state of New Hampshire does, and most of the states, is required because of the CDC funding to be based in science. So there's, over the last 50 years since the first 51 years since the Surgeon General report came out in 1960, is that there is a science behind it, and the reason people smoke is the addictive nature, not the fact that they just want to smoke. It's all about the addiction, and there's so much science behind how it addicts and the brain chemistry and the changes the brain goes through when you start smoking at 12, 13 years old, and there's volumes written on it, and there's been probably 12 Surgeon General's reports actually written on the tobacco nuances and everything that has to go along with the addiction process.
Yes, we've come a long way. And I'm preparing for the show. There was a program I was listening on another radio station, and it was saying nationally the percentage of smokers in the United States as a percentage has gone down a little bit, but. What do you have the statistics in New Hampshire?
Well, over time, it went from, back in the 60s when it was about 25% of the population, one out of every four persons smoked. So it's now down to about a 14% mark. And that was out of the National Health Institute survey. So the behavior risk factor survey is a little higher than that. So it's around 16%. So, it has really, really dropped off, but it's sort of leveled out the last 5 to 6 years. It's really leveled out. So we've come a long way, but we've got the low-hanging fruit, as we call them. Now we are down to the people that are really, really addicted.
Get to the core smokers there. We've got to get to them. And also, is there a problem with teenage smoking?
That's interesting. It's an interesting question. Teenage smoking has dropped But teenage electronic cigarette use has skyrocketed. So what we're finding is that even though teenagers may be quitting, supposedly, and I say quitting in quotes, but they're picking up other things. Their cigarillo use, their cigar use, and their e-cigarette use is skyrocketing.
And of course, as a I'm in the dental health field, cigarette smoking, chewless tobacco, all that is horrible for oral health, which is why we have this great new program called Health Rural Wellness, and we will actually pay our participating dentists to do tobacco cessation counseling if you're a member of the Health Rural Wellness program. I do think we progress as a society, but I agree we 14% is still too high. But when I started my professional career at a large insurance company in Boston at John Hancock, then known as the Plywood Ranch because the windows kept falling off. But in any event, so I was on the 32nd floor, and this is just empirical, but I would say 3 out of 4 men in the office were smoking and half the women were smoking, and they would smoke at the desk. So every night, in those days, you had to wear suits to work. So I'd go home and have to get my suit clean, but we do progress. That would be totally unconscionable now. There is nobody that smokes in any office setting. But you know, I know I'm old, but you know, 1978 wasn't that long ago. But I would say literally 3 out of 4 guys and 1 out of 2 women smoked in the office. It was crazy, and smoking during presentations as well. I mean, so we do progress, don't you say?
It takes sort of a village, the village approach. So you have what the science now indicates that everybody is asked, assisted, and then referred. So you ask them if they use tobacco, you assist them to find some medication, and then you refer them to the New Hampshire Tobacco Helpline. And that, in a nutshell, is called 2 A's and an R, is the way to go. Policy, if you have policy, no smoking policies, you know, indoors, outdoors. It's a village approach.
Definitely takes a village. So the New Hampshire Tobacco Helpline is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. We'll return with Teresa Brown after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this beautiful weekend, June 4th and 5th, depending on when you listen to this. And for my running friends, just as a reminder, if you listen to this on Saturday, June 4th, it's the Run for the Animals 5K and Fitness Walk. It's definitely a walk component. So if you're not a runner but like to walk, come on down as you finishing up listening to this show right down at Northeast Delta Dental across from the Discovery Center, the big spaceship just right over the bridge. It's a beautiful run. We literally go over the river and through the woods, and then we head back to Northeast Delta Dental. So the 5K and Fitness Walk, and again, that's Saturday, June 4th at 10 a.m. If you want more information on that, you can go runcarsnewhampshire.com. I want to thank Mike Culver, who joined me last weekend over Memorial Day. We've gotten a lot of nice feedback on the show, and basically, if you're not familiar with the Wright Museum of World War II, I encourage you to go on that website, wrightmuseumoneword.org, and you'll see all that you need to know about World War II history. It's not the Wright brothers. There's nothing wrong with the Wright brothers, but the Wright Museum is actually about World War II history. But this weekend with me, June 4th and 5th, is Teresa Brown, who's the tobacco treatment specialist at the Division of Public Health Services. And we're talking about tobacco cessation and that it takes a village. It takes, you know, public policy. It takes money. It takes support from your company. It takes support from your family. I know when I arrived, it seems like a million years ago, but when I arrived in New Hampshire in 1995 at Northeast Delta Dental, then at 6 Loudon Road, there was literally, you know, smoking rooms. And one of the first things we did shortly, about a year or so later, we moved to the beautiful facility we now are at, but we totally made it a smoke-free campus, which now, of course, is pretty routine. But even as recently as, you know, 20 years ago, that was actually, you know, uncommon. So it takes employer policies. It takes public policies, as supportive policies from our legislators, and just overall awareness, you know, of wellness. And as we were saying offline, Teresa, I mean, we do evolve a little bit, I think, because like when I started my professional career, you know, I'd say 3/4 of the men and half the women smoked literally at their desk. And so, of course, we've evolved from that. But why do you think, you had mentioned one of the stats, is that we still have across the country, you know, 14% of the population roughly still smoking. And then, of course, some of our teenage smokers are using the so-called electronic cigarettes. And even though there's no doubt it's carcinogenic, besides, you know, it ruins your teeth and you smell like smoke and all that other stuff, but it's no doubt the science is that it's carcinogenic. When I was growing up, literally, they were legitimate scientists and tobacco company executives who said it didn't cause cancer. No, that's totally debunked now. So in the face of indisputable science, why do you think we still have 14% people smoking?
That's a great question, and it's going to be probably the question, because I don't think I'll ever have any job insecurities. I think it seems like I've got pretty good job security if you look around. A couple of reasons. A huge population of smokers include the mental health population. So even though they may not be all included in the surveys that are done, according to some of the data that we bring in from our helpline, 65% of our callers indicate that they have depression issues. And a lot of those issues start as self-medicating with nicotine. It's a legal form of self-medication because it makes your brain release the chemicals that make you feel better about life. And then you have, people that have been smoking for a long time, started in their teens, they're just carrying on. If you look at the data again, you see this rise from your 13, 14 years, and that peaks in the 40s, and then you see sicknesses set in and those kinds of comorbid conditions along with the tobacco use. And then by 65, you see a very low percentage of the population smoking. So, you know, quit out of necessity, perhaps passed away, whatever the reasons are, but you're looking in the highest age group of smokers are between 35 and 55.
We've had Peter Evers on from Riverbend, and he did make that connection, you know, the mental health connection with smoking. And so one of my theories is a lot of things are related, you know, homelessness, you know, addiction, food deprivation, smoking, it all seems to kind of all coalesce, mental health issues, all kind of coalesces. So it's definitely a complex problem. But I do like the way you put it. It takes a village, and you're obviously doing your part with, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 784-8669, and quitnownewhampshire.org. Can you walk us through, so if you get the Quit Coach and Quit Coach contacts you, how, you know, that might work in terms of I call, and do they put you through kind of a process, and if you stick with it, you have a pretty good chance of quitting? And then how do you sustain, you know, that habit of not smoking, because you've established over many years a habit to smoke. So unestablishing that, if that's the right word, and then maintaining not smoking must be a difficult process.
Yeah, sure. So here, I'm just going to take your word habit and bring sort of that to light, is that a habit one might think of as getting up and putting your left shoe on first every morning, that sort of thing. What we consider smoking is a true addiction, that it's a chronic disease, because it takes multiple fits and starts of quitting and then relapsing and quitting and relapsing. So we really look at it as a chronic disease, and it takes multiple treatments to have success. Now, there are always the outliers. I know there's always those who have quit cold turkey. One morning they woke up and they threw the package of cigarettes away and never touched them again for the rest of their life. And that's great. Some people who say, oh, I was hypnotized once. I'm nobody to say that quitting, there's a right way and a wrong way to quit. If you quit, wonderful, good for you. But if you need the help that we offer through the helpline, there's two ways of getting there. You call that number, you get on the website. That's for the general public, that 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
1-800-QUIT-NOW, which is 784-8669. Go ahead.
And the quitnow.org is that's general public. Anybody can get on there. So what we... And I talked earlier about partnership. So what we also do for any provider, any social worker, nutritionist, dentist, public, private, anybody who deals with patients is that we gave them a special portal, and that's called Quit Works NH. So Quit Works NH is a particular exclusively for the provider community to refer their patients directly.
If I'm a Delta Dental participating dentist and I have a smoker, in addition to our Delta's own health and wellness program and doing on-site tobacco cessation counseling, I can refer them to that portal?
Yep. You download the form off quitworksnh.org. You download the form, fill it out, and fax it into the number, or if you have electronic fax or however that works, in your particular office. Either way, what happens when you call in is that you have a live answer, automated answer saying English or Spanish, and then you reach the New Hampshire Tobacco Helpline, and they'll say, how can I help you? And if you say, I just want some information. So you may get information, they'll mail it to you, done. If you say, I want to talk to somebody, they'll lead you through about a 5-minute question and answer, just collecting some demographic information that we keep in terms of aggregate data. This is all de-identified. We don't share the data with anybody.
Got to stress that in New Hampshire. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is a federal takeover of my date of birth.
Yeah. So this is a hospital, remember. Yeah. So it's highly secure, HIPAA compliant, the whole nine yards.
Beautiful.
So then you say, well, I'd like to start some coaching. I'd like to speak to a Quit coach. So they connect you immediately with a Quit coach who then walks you through some history, some strategies, what worked, what hasn't worked. So either way, no matter how you reach these coaches, they do the same protocol. It's all based in science with terms of changing your behaviors so you relearn how to live without tobacco. And then they'll offer you nicotine replacement patches. And so the science shows that counseling plus medication is the best way to have the most likelihood for success. You have to be careful how you phrase that. So, and it's not a guarantee. The science says that the counseling plus medication, and then not only that, but we do follow-up sessions. So you have one good, solid 30-minute counseling session, and then we have 5 15-minute follow-ups that are spread out over the next 3 months. So we follow you along. The benefit to providers, the big benefit to providers, if you fax in a patient, the Quit Coach faxes you back to say, oh, thank you very much for faxing in a patient, within an hour. And then a week later, they'll fax back and say, gee, we reached your patient and they enrolled in counseling. So there's your feedback from these coaches.
It's a real coordinated effort. So this all really begins when the smoker who has contemplated quitting calls 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and then that sets that all in motion.
Right. Once you make that call, they will guide you through the rest, and the Quit coaches really take it from there. But again, you know, the general public, we get a really nice variety of general public calling in, old, young, all kinds of walks of life, all kinds of education levels. And we've had thousands in New Hampshire have quit with us.
Perfect. And it does take a village. Again, we have three hygienists that visit our dentists, and we've been alerting them on this process. And so they have that information, because obviously smokers do get their teeth cleaned, and it's a great opportunity for the hygienist or dentist to refer them to 1-800-QUIT-NOW, et cetera. Real quick, we only have about a minute. Smokeless tobacco is also horrible for your health. One of the things I've done is there's a video showing, you know, someone who's lost half their face by using smokeless tobacco. So I assume that your approach also accounts for smokeless tobacco.
Our Quit coaches are qualified to counsel for combustible cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, and electronic cigarettes.
Perfect. Okay, the New Hampshire Tobacco Helpline, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The website is quitnownh.org. Teresa Brown, thank you for doing this great work for our society. One day, hopefully, nobody will be smoking. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.